You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Jeff Wilson started covering the Texas Rangers in 2008, though he'll never forget 2021. Out on his own, he decided it was time to do a podcast, but his wheels were spinning until a nerd came along. There's no going back now. Welcome to the Texas Rangers Baseball Podcast. Here's your host, Jeff Wilson, and the recliner nerd himself, John Moore.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 77, and today is prediction day. We're going to do some prediction stuff.
Sure, all right.
But first of all, we got John and Jonathan Ornelas is going to join us from down in Round Rock. Things look a little different. We can make one announcement. We can't make the other. Some opportunities arose for the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is now the Premier Property Studio.
Right. It's a little more working man studio that we got here. Yeah. But we got another big announcement that's going to be coming out. It's a really neat opportunity.
Right.
Big thanks to Roxo. They were fantastic and all of that. But this was just a great opportunity that we couldn't.
Sure, sure. Deny. Just nobody made us an offer we couldn't refuse. But, it's a pretty good chance for us to kind of expand and do some stuff and
more advertising.
Budget. It's going to be budget friendly. Not that our budget was ever stretched at the old place. But, it's going to be interesting. It's a new wrinkle, and you're doing all the hard work. I'm just the pretty face, and I guess I wrote the check, but everything's good. Yeah, this is going to be kind of exciting.
So, and more than anything, we didn't want to go. You know, when we first started this thing, we were in my little home office. You were at home and doing that. We just wanted sound to be good, and so we got the equipment together. Yeah. We're going to be together for every episode, no matter what. And do this, and of course, our guests are usually going to come on through some sort of streaming side to get them in here, depending on getting in. But the new thing that's going to be coming up is going to be really cool. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, can't make announcements till it's actually official, and then when it's official,
it'll be great.
We're going to be happy about it. So, hey, opening day. Once you've seen this, opening day has already happened. Jacob DeGrom has already pitched.
That's right.
It starts tomorrow. You and I will be there. I will be having a beer in the stands. You will not be having a beer in the stands.
Well, I mean, I could still go have a beer. I wouldn't put it past me, but, opening day, it's a day like no other,
holiday for me.
I mean, it's, Super Bowl Sunday, I guess, everybody thinks that the day after should be a national holiday. And I'd make a case for baseball opening day. I just think that. And also the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament. But, it's people get off of work.
Mm-hmm.
Kids stay out of school.
Yep.
It's a sellout. Everybody's undefeated. Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of optimism. And it's the start of a long journey. And, I mean, it is a long journey. And but there really is nothing like it in baseball. Maybe the opening day of the postseason is a little different. But – that's not all 30 teams. This is all 30, and it's everybody's chance to see the new product, and it is a new product.
Yeah.
And I know last year was a new product, but this probably isn't a finished product, but with the pitching that was signed in the off season, it should be pretty exciting.
Yep. And so, and for Kathy and I, Kathy and I have gone to opening day for, this will be 21 straight years. actually 20, because 2020, she didn't get to go.
Yeah.
I did get to go sit inside the clubhouse or inside the press box where none of us got to leave the press box because they shut it down that year. But other than that, back when we were dating our first year, we go. So she takes off work, and that's why I'm not working the whole game with you. Going to be there early, maybe do some live stuff from the field. Yeah. Just go live a little bit and talk about the atmosphere or something like that that's going on. Get a few videos for the YouTube channel. By the way, guys, go join the YouTube channel. And again, this is our last spring training, I guess.
Yeah.
So big thanks to Premier for.
Oh yeah, that's great, and for carving out space for us here. So they've become a very good partner in all of this.
Absolutely.
Very quickly, so we appreciate it. And but yeah, I mean, this is kind of a season preview,
right?
Season predictions. John Ornelas is going to come on and. You know, Round Rock opens the season on the 31st, the day after the Rangers open the season. So we can't ignore Round Rock. We'll get into the other affiliates next week. But, you know, none of the assignments, they'll be out by the time people are listening to this. But that's always fun to kind of poke at and see and wonder. And anyway, but yeah, so.
Well, you know, I guess the first prediction I would bring up is, and I'm just going to ask you this because I can't figure it out. We got to look at this final roster spots because I'm guessing at some point, look, by the time you've seen this, guys, it's already happened. We already know who the roster is.
Yeah.
But there are some questions at the down at the end of the bullpen and also maybe with position players. I think that's semi-worked its way out, although Duran has kind of poked his head back in, but I think he's making the team.
I think, yesterday was Tuesday, and they played the Royals, and I believe, you know, just – as a witness, an observer, I think that Duran and Smith are both told they're on the team.
Okay.
So I think that's a done deal. So really that leaves, you know, are they going to put Bubba on the roster? They are, I believe. And then what are they going to do with that last one spot? And Travis Jankowski was still in camp. He actually had a couple hits.
Yeah.
In this Royals two game deal. He's a non-roster guy, so he'd have to be added to the 40-man. You know, the Rangers have, you know, whatever tense you want to use, since the news is already out there, but had until 11 a.m. on opening day to set the roster. You know, you never know. I've seen the Rangers make a waiver claim the day before, 2 days before the season started.
When some of the rest or other people get DFA'd.
Yeah. And
Christian Pache, everybody's been talking about that. Is he getting dropped by Oakland?
I don't know. Well, he's not out of options. I would imagine that they'd keep him. I mean, they may have to send him down. But
Keston Hura. That's who it was.
Oh, yeah, from the Brewers.
He
cleared and got outrighted. So, anyway, there's always that chance.
Right.
And so that the Rangers will keep it open. I mean, weird stuff happens. You know,
right.
You can remember Chris Jimenez or Jimenez. I can't remember how he says it. Dang it. Great guy. I believe it's Jimenez. But anyway, the way he made the roster. It was a crazy sequence in San Antonio. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Just little things like that can happen. I mean, the one that comes my very first season, the Rangers claimed Dustin Nippert.
I remember that.
Like 2 days before the season started. And I think Wes Littleton is who got sent down. And, you know, because that's just the way things go, though. And so we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out.
But if Jankowski makes this team, that doesn't bode well, I don't think, for Brad Miller.
No, Brad Miller will be on the team. I think that Jankowski will just be around until Leody Taveras is healthy. And then they can decide, do they want to option Bubba, or do they want a DFA Jankowski? And I mean, you can make a case for keeping a guy who
I didn't even think about.
Who is
they just announced
player.
Leody's going to be on the IL to start it, which we kind of figured.
Yeah, right.
And so that's that spot. Okay.
You know, they'll have a choice. You know, and I think Leody can play for the first time on April 8th.
Right.
There's no real need to rush it, but at that point, someone's got to go, and it could be Bubba who gets optioned. It could be Duran. It could be Smith.
Right.
Or they could just keep Bubba and part ways with Mr. Jankowski. So,
yeah.
But to get those roster spots 40-man spots. They might need one for Ian Kennedy.
Yeah.
Jankowski would need one. Glenn Otto is looking like a 60-day IL guy.
Well, that helps. That's one.
So that's one. Really, they aren't. They don't seem to know what the heck is going on with Jake Odorizzi. So that could be another one. Although, you know, I don't know if you want to put both of them on, but that may just be how they do it. I mean, there are players they could DFA.
Unless they finally do something with Spores, who seems to be playing DFA Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah,
what I call
that,
it.
That could Jiu-Jitsu. Be, that could be a DFA. They could also find something medically wrong with him. Wouldn't be the first time. I mean, his command has been off, so maybe that or there's a physical reason for that. I don't know. And then, you know, there is always just straight DFA a guy, but
right,
they just don't have a real clear cut candidate for that. So, but that's where they are. I mean, they, you know, they've loaded up their roster with prospects and you know, protected them on the 40 man, which makes sense, but you just don't have a ton of flexibility that way. So okay. we'll see what happens.
Okay, but that's roster. So now let's go into – I think we basically –
I don't think we cleared anything up.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we did either.
I think we made it worse.
Well, you now know the answer. So you guys know the answer now, but we don't know if we cleared it up. So let's do get into predictions. Where do you think the Rangers finish in the West?
I mean, it's a heck of a division.
I know it is.
It really, really is. You know, I could see them finishing honestly. If everything goes right, they could finish second.
Yeah.
And if things...
They're still not the Astros, I don't think.
I don't think so yet. Although, you know, the Astros have some problems right now to start the season. But, I don't think the Rangers will finish last. Yeah. I think the A's have that sewn up.
Yeah.
I think if you're being realistic, third or fourth.
Okay.
You know, everybody's... Not everybody, but there are people who are high on the Angels. And it's hard not to be when they have the two best players in the world.
Right. Pitching is really
good. People have been high on the Angels for the last 5 or 6 years, and nothing has happened. So I'll believe it when I see it with the Angels. That's been my stance since basically 2010.
Right.
I could see the Rangers finishing third. I think I can really see them finishing above 500 as well.
Okay, so who do you have as – we're going to stick with Rangers to go through this. I think, honestly, I'm probably going to guess third, too. Yes, they could finish second. Where do you think the record stands? How many games are they going to win?
I think they flirt with the low 80s. I really do. I think 83 and 79 is realistic. I think that's somewhere in there. But I think that in September they'll be playing meaningful games if everything goes –
pans out.
Goes according to plan. I mean, the shit could hit the fan and they could, you know, they could win 71 or, you know, but I don't think they're going to win 68. I think they're going to clear that total pretty easily, pretty substantially. And then
everyone stays healthy
and everything
be in the
fires
mid-80s up to 90.
I mean, there's that potential. Yeah, the rotation has to stay healthy. If the rotation stays healthy, they're going to be a real good team.
Right. Okay, so you say 83. I'm the optimist, so I'm going to guess out there. I'm saying 87.
All right.
Get to 87. If they hit, I tell you what, if they hit 87, I think they are a wild card team.
Well, I think 86 was, I think Tampa won 86 last year.
Okay.
And that was the bottom. But 2 years ago, the bottom was 90.
Yes, absolutely.
So you got
to. Yeah, so I think
91 was the bottom. 90 didn't get you there.
Okay, who's the Rangers MVP?
I think it's going to be Corey Seager. I know that's an easy choice, but I think the banning of the shift
certainly
is going to help him tremendously. And I think that whether he had admitted or not, I think every left-handed hitter feels that burden or felt that burden of having an extra player in the way. And it's not there anymore. I mean, they can cheat the shortstop right up to the left side of second base.
Right.
But that's still not going to take care of a lot of balls are going to get through.
Right.
So I think that he's got a chance, honestly, to be a top five MVP candidate. I mean, you can't stick the fourth out. You can't move an outfielder over there because the left fielder over there because he hits the ball in the air to left field so well. So I really think that he's got a chance to, I think he hit, 240-something last year. He's got a chance to raise that significantly. With that will come a higher on base percentage, more opportunities for somebody to drive him in. I just think he has a real chance to be the player that the Rangers signed him to be.
I'm in the same boat. I don't see anyone. I guess if anyone outside of him, it may be low with as well as he played last year. But I think Seager far and away, just seeing what he did in the spring.
Yeah.
We watched him play. You watched him play more than I did. But the games I saw him play, he was hitting the ball hard and he was putting the ball in play. And the shift was something. I mean, look, yeah, it was easy to argue that some of those balls might have been gobbled up last year. But when you hit it hard, that was part of Gallo's problem. He could hit it hard, but when there was a guy playing short right field,
yeah.
I mean, it was basically just a deep second baseman throwing him out at first.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, who's the Cy Young winner for this team?
Well, I mean, if he's healthy, it's DeGrom, and it's hands down. I mean, he's just different.
Yeah.
He's just different. And it's
amazing to watch.
I hadn't really you see it on TV, but you see it in person. It's just nobody else looks like that.
No.
Now,
with ease that he throws the ball that hard.
Yeah. And I mean, Evaldi's a fun guy to watch. He's kind of out there. He's bouncing around. He's energy. He's ready to go. I mean, I think Martin Perez is going to have a good year.
Yeah.
A lot of good things have been said about John Gray.
Yeah.
Including by his peers. So that's good. And you know, Andrew Heaney, I still have the visions of who he's been with the Angels. Not who he was last year at the Dodgers. So we'll see how that shakes out. But DeGrom's got a chance to be if the Rangers get 25 starts out of him, that's
he's your best pitcher on the team without a doubt.
He's a Cy Young.
But player. I have said that we have a Cy Younger in our midst, and I think it's John Gray. And I think I'm a candidate. I meant candidate. I think John Gray is going to finish in the top 10 in Cy Young votes.
Well, that'd be fun.
I think that and if he does. And Jacob DeGrom has the season you're talking about, 25 starts. The Rangers, once again, would have two people in the top 10 the way they did with Minor and Lynn that year.
Right.
But I honestly think that John Gray is last year he dealt with the nagging little things that bugged him, the knee, things like that. And, boy, he has looked fantastic also during spring.
Yeah.
And he runs it up there. Okay, so we know the MVP. We know the Cy Young. This is not – Rookie of the Year is real easy. I think we both kind of lean towards Josh Young there.
Yeah, we'll go with Josh
Young. But it has nothing to do with my normal, which my second top 10 is coming out pretty soon of my list where you can't have ever been in the big leagues. This is obviously someone that's been there before. But Cole Reagans is another guy that could possibly win that coming into it, depending on whether, you know, he's going to be here this year. It's when is he going
to
be here?
Well, yeah, it is. Going back to our roster talk, it's looking like he'll be here to start the season. But, things always find a way to work themselves out.
Right.
But they are going to need rookies, young guys from the minor leagues. Duran and Smith are no longer technically qualify as rookies. I don't think Bubba does either. So, but they're going to need young players to be very, very good. But Young is he's going to be the starting third baseman.
You know, finally
on opening day. So,
right.
We'll see how that turns out for
him. And he's looked good.
He's going to be one of the best rookies in baseball. I know everybody thinks that. An Orioles player will win the Rookie of the Year.
Gunnar Henderson is
sure might, but Josh Young is good.
Yep, he's good. So I think we're in agreement. I think Josh Young wins the Rangers Rookie of the Year. I certainly see that doing there. So anything else? I mean, you know what? Let's talk about the league. Who do you see playing for the pennant in the American League?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are saying the Yankees. I think, you know, the White Sox disappointed so much last year, and they're all back. So I think the White Sox have except for Abreu, I think the White Sox have an opportunity. Cleveland just had a pretty big blow to their rotation. So
yeah, I saw that. With 60 days with looks McKenzie like at least.
And but I mean that's a good team. So I'm going to go with Yankees and Cleveland playing for the pennant.
Who wins it?
I think I'm going to go with the Yankees. I know I'm just totally dismissed the Astros there. But you know, they're going to be fine. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they go, but I don't know. Just want to mix it up a little bit. It'd be good for baseball if Cleveland were to go to the World Series and, So I don't know what I just said. If I said Yankees.
You said Yankees over Cleveland?
Yeah.
I am going to just be as boring as be, and I really think it's I really think Houston and New York get back, and I think that's who it's going to be. And I think Houston falls off this year. I do think the Yankees do make it. Now, if we go to National League, who's going to be playing for the pennant?
Well, I don't know how it would shake out for this to be possible, but the Padres and the Dodgers are interesting teams. But you know, I still like the Braves a lot. They have so much young talent locked up. They're going to figure it out, you know. And they have the Ron Washington effect going for them. So I'll say Braves over Padres. Braves over Padres to go to the World Series.
God, that's weird. We're thinking the same thing. Only I've got it opposed. I've got Padres over Braves. I think Padres. In fact, I think Padres might come out as a wild card and make it all the way to the World Series.
Certainly possible.
But yeah. They're going to be good. I do think they're going to be good. And you can't dismiss the Braves either. Yeah, the Braves look good. Okay, so you got a National League, American League MVP?
You know, I just think. I know everybody is going to be on Ohtani for this, and it's hard not to. But I'm going to go with Mike Trout. I just still think Mike Trout's a wonderful player. He hit 40 home runs last year with all the time he missed. He's just great. And I know Ohtani is wonderful and is doing things that nobody's ever done before. He's also putting a lot of wear and tear on his body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would be a little concerned about that. That's always got to be a concern with him. I know he's young and strong and a freak, but he's also had injury issues in his career. So
right.
I'm not saying he's going to get hurt. I hope he doesn't get hurt.
No, I want the best players playing.
Yeah, I would say Trout. And also I'm a big fan of Jose Ramirez. So yeah. Let's go Trout, Ramirez, Ohtani.
Okay.
As my top three.
I think the Judge thing was the only reason Judge got it. I mean, Judge is good, but I think the reason he got it last year is because he broke the AL home run record. Mm-hmm. That was fun to chase while he was doing it. He broke it in Texas, actually, last year. But I still think Ohtani is the best player. I mean, when you can do it two ways, I like Ohtani. So I'm going to go Ohtani, Trout, their first two for the Angels. And I do like Ramirez also. Yeah. National League. I'm going Trey Turner. I'm sorry. I like Trey Turner.
Right in that World Baseball Classic. You know, I think that it'll be Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ooh.
If he's healthy, he's going to hit a ton of home runs. He's going to run the bases like a madman. So I think that, 40-40 season, they're already talking about it. The Braves are already talking about it.
With the shorter bases, a lot more steals are going to happen.
I'll go with Acuna.
Okay. And then let's just do Cy Young, and we can get out of here on that. Who do you think wins the American League and National League Cy Young?
I'll go with the league I know the least about, the National League. I'll say Sandy Alcantara repeats from the Marlins, and then I will say that the American League Cy Young winner is Jacob DeGrom. I'll just go out there and say it.
Okay,
I think he's going to be healthy enough, and. I'll think you do it. No, I'm going to change my National League pick to Corbin Burns.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corbin Burns is a good pick. I like Alcantara. Corbin Burns is who I really liked. I was wishing the Rangers could somehow, there was some rumor that they may not be able to extend him in Milwaukee and maybe there might be a move to do there. I think I predicted it in one of my GMs. I just love him to death. So I like him. That's who I really like in the American League. Personally for me, I think DeGrom may have an inside track in the fact that if he is healthy and does what he has, there's also the storyline that this franchise has never had a Cy Young winner.
It's true.
And if he's got an ERA below 3 and the Rangers contend at all for the wild card spot, it would be hard for Riders to pass that up. Even New York Riders who were ticked off that he left.
Well, I mean, he's going to – I mean, if he's healthy, if he makes 25 to 28 starts, every metric will be there.
Yeah,
and it'll be hard, you know, if they want innings or starts comes into it, then maybe that gets muddled up a little bit. I don't know,
right.
But I was a big Framber Valdez, Justin Bieber, Alec Manoah. I said Justin Bieber, Shane Bieber, Alec Manoah. all those guys are going to be right there having really good seasons too. So the usual suspects.
All right. Well, that's a prediction one there. I think that we got to go to let's get Jonathan in here in just a second. He'll come in, and then we'll go down in the bus leagues and just touch on a couple of things, because next week we're really going to get into rosters.
Yeah, we'll dive into it.
And where they're going to be at. But Jonathan Ornelas right after this, guys. Whether you're buying, selling, leasing, or have someone manage your real estate, Premier Properties is the place for you. They've been serving the DFW area for over 30 years, plus they manage my property, so I should know. If you have any real estate needs, call them at 972-298-4000. That's 972-298-4000. Or go to swdallasrealty.com. That's SW, like Southwest, dallasrealty.com. That's Premier Properties, your Main Street realtor. All right, guys, and joining us right now from Round Rock, Texas, where he will start opening day will be, when you're seeing this, it might be tonight, actually, because it's Friday night, March 31st. It's Texas Rangers infielder Jonathan Ornelas. Jonathan, what's going on? Second time.
Second time. That's right, baby.
Second time. I love it. Hey, guys. Good to see you guys again. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, thanks for making the time for us. I know media day today down there. Is it raining? Are you guys going to be able to work out?
Yeah, I think it's just fine right now. I just took a step outside to look at the field. Looks really nice right now, but I think it was a little drippy, but I think that's just because they're doing some washing, some power washing. But I think weather's all clear out there.
All right, because I was listening to the weather this morning, and they said it was going to rain. The rain was down south on the way to Austin, so maybe screwed that up.
Okay.
But anyway, so you're just coming off your first big league camp. I just want to know, what was that experience like for you?
I mean, it was amazing for sure. I think being around those guys and getting to learn from guys like Seager and Semien and Adolis and everybody, honestly, it was cool to kind of pick their brains about how the game goes, what changes, what doesn't change. And I don't know. It's a cool environment to be in, kind of interacting with the fans and getting people get to know you a little bit more than when you're kind of down in the minor leagues. It's kind of a cool deal.
Was there anybody? Corey Seager, Marcus Semien. I mean, you play up the middle. Were those guys that you tried to dig into?
Yeah, I did for sure. Both of them a little bit. I think I spent some time taking ground balls with both of those guys. I think it was just they came off really nice to me. They treated me well. It was cool to pick their brain. Like me and Seager kind of got into a little conversation about how he forms his glove. And it was a little bit different than how I formed mine. So I kind of was like asking him why he does it. What is pro? What are the cons? And I think we came to like an agreement to where what he was doing and what I was doing were kind of like not ideal. So I think we kind of came to an agreement where I was like, I think we should both start doing something a little bit different to maybe make the pocket a little deeper and get some more room for some error if need be. So it's kind of nice. So.
So when he wins the gold glove this year, he's got to give you all the credit, right?
Yeah, I don't know if all the credit, but I mean, I may be in there for some talks of, hey, this glove feels great.
So where are you? Is shortstop still where you want to be, where you feel most comfortable?
Yeah, I think short is for sure where I feel the most comfortable, just coming off of last year since I played 80, 90 games there. But honestly, anywhere up the middle is my favorite. Third base, I'm still kind of getting comfortable there. It's not the position that I'd say, hey, I'd want to play third base every day. But I mean, if I need to play there, I'll make it happen. You know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've heard a lot of great things about you at third. Honestly, I mean, I think you're good wherever they put you. But you didn't play outfield, right? In spring training, you just stayed on the dirt.
Yeah, I got told to be ready to play some outfield in spring, but I took some reps out there. I did everything when I needed, like during practice and stuff. But during spring, I didn't get an inning in the outfield. But I did a couple games in Frisco, so.
Yeah, so you could do it.
Yeah, I got some experience out
there. He's athletic. He can do it. Of course he can do it.
Yeah, for sure. So you head now to Round Rock. You spent all year last year at Frisco. Last time you were on the show, you were not on the 40-man roster, and now you are. Do you feel like you are closing in on the major leagues?
I just try to keep, like, the things that I can control, It's kind of hard to deal with that kind of stuff, you know. It's kind of say it's hard to put a time, like, hey, I feel super close to the big leagues. This just happened. Of course, it's a step in the right direction. but I think there's still things I got to do and things I got to learn. So I think it's a step in the right direction, but I wouldn't say that it's, oh, I'm there. It's kind of like a, hey, I love that the team like thinks highly of me in that position, and so I'm gonna keep working my tail off to prove them right.
I mean, the team that Round Rock's going to have is going to be, should be very, very, very good. I mean, it's
No
going to
doubt.
be a lot of the guys who won the Texas League with you last year in Frisco. I mean, you got Foscue, Krim. I don't want to leave anybody out, so I'm just going to stop there. But
Bradford. Seems like
it seems like that's a pretty good nucleus there.
yeah, I think especially even coming into this year, I think the chemistry is going to be like pretty legit from the beginning. I mean, guys like even guys that weren't necessarily in Frisco at all last year, guys like Sam Huff and like guys like Palumbo, Kyle Cody, Barlow, all these different kind of guys. Like, I mean, they bring so much to the table. And even though we haven't spent that much time together, I feel like they know other guys that maybe I don't know as well. So their chemistry will kind of build on the chemistry that me and a couple other guys already have. And I think we'll all mesh pretty well together. And we should be able to do some pretty special things this year in Round Rock.
Now, the travel gets different when you get to AAA. Are you? I'm sure there may be a bus ride or two in there, but are you glad to leave the bus mostly behind?
So I've heard some pros and cons to the flying part. You know, I heard that getting on some red eye flights isn't exactly ideal. So, I mean, I don't have any complaints about the bus. I'm not a big guy who can sleep on planes, on buses or anything. I don't know. I don't do well with sleeping and moving vehicles. So I think I'm gonna try to do what I've always done, and I mean, I try to sleep, but I probably won't be able to. So I probably just watch movies, listen to some music, try to dial in, maybe listen to a couple podcasts like your guys, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Tell spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word. I'm trying to.
Have
Have
you
you ever
ever been
been
on a red eye?
on? No, I have not.
Yeah, it's different. I mean,
Yeah.
it's and like the I've been on several and like the people who are coming from the West Coast, you know, they're kind of wired still.
Yeah.
And the people who are, you know that they have stuff they got to do in the morning, when they land, you're trying to get some sleep. And it's like one time I was next to this gal, all she did was talk. And I can, unlike you, Jonathan, I can sleep on a plane, and it drove me crazy. But they turn off the lights, it's dark.
Yeah.
But she turned on that light and she just wanted to talk, and I didn't have the heart to tell her to
Shut up.
please be quiet. But
So you just sat through it,
so I just grinded right through it and didn't
huh?
sleep a lot.
Look,
But
hey, if you have
yeah.
any tips or tricks to try to get me to sleep on a plane, or you know, any
Exactly.
tips for those red eye flights, you know, I'd
Know
be
what you
more
need
than
to
happy to
do?
take them.
You need to dial into the engine, because
Gotcha.
they'll run the engine from the start. So when you land, you just kind of find the hum, and that's what always gets me. The hum of the engine. I don't know. Maybe I'm just relaxed that the engine's actually working. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But it just puts me out. I mean, I'll fall asleep before takeoff, Jonathan. I mean, I will fall
Fall asleep
asleep
before
before
takeoff.
takeoff. Yeah. So I
Hey,
can.
Jonathan, you're like me. Look, you can ask my wife, anybody. I cannot sleep on a plane, or we took a train one time. I couldn't sleep on the train, even though the seat went back. It's just something about it. I can't fall asleep. I'll intermittently, maybe for 10 minutes, but I'm immediately something will happen and I'll wake
Yeah,
up.
well,
Yeah.
it's a new challenge for you,
Yep. Got to learn how to overcome that one too, huh?
Yeah.
buddy. So, well, who are you rooming with? You got a roommate?
Yeah, so right now in the hotel, it's just me and Sam Huff.
Oh, okay.
So that's nice, you know. It's nice having your own room, but then again, I kind of get a little lonely sometimes. So I kind of like having somebody to chat with and talk with, especially him, since I really get along with Sam well. You know, I got a lot to relate to at Arizona, both Arizona
Right.
boys. So we
Right.
spent some good times together. And then when we move into our apartment here on the 31st, I'm living with Sam. So
Okay.
should be a good time.
Yeah. Is he going to have his dogs? He has cats too, right?
He does. He has two cats and a dog, but I think he's only bringing the dog, which I'm really excited about. I like cats, but I'm not the biggest fan of cats. I'm a real big fan of dogs, and I really like his dog.
It's people named John. We don't. We're bigger dog people than we are cat people. That's just.
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh yeah,
Cats
cat. My wife is. My wife is.
cats will kill
Kathy is
me.
too.
If I'm around a cat too long, I'll blow up. I'm
Yeah.
serious. It'll
Did Sam
shut.
get married?
Not yet.
Not
He's got
yet.
a girl in the DFW
Yeah,
metro. Yeah.
But so and then one other thing you did this off season that kind of hit on was the Rangers University. I wanted to get into that. What did you study, and how important is that for you to keep doing that?
I think the program that I started doing was called Health and Human Performance, and it's kind of basically kinesiology in a way. Uh-huh. To where I just think it's beneficial, especially because my parents are always, they've always been big in education. So I was like, you know what, like, I'm going to take their advice. Like, they've helped me out. They've got me this far. So, you know, I mean, they must know something, right? So I just was like, let me take classes in the off season. I can do them whenever I want, which is a beautiful part. So I can go work out in the morning and then come back later in the day and do my classes. Or if I want to do them in the morning and work out later in the day, I also have that option. So it was just beautiful. Like, the classes were kind of built kind of specifically around my schedule, and whenever I could get to the classes, I could do them. And so I really liked that aspect about it. I also really liked how the program that I'm studying is like, has to do with sports. So I can kind of learn about my body, not just about my body, yeah, but about the body, but also specifically, like, if something's hurting or something's not feeling like 100% of my body, studying that, I kind of know what's going on in certain areas. So, okay, it can be this, and kind of how to fix it, or what things I can do in order to kind of get my body feeling better. So
that's good stuff. Yeah. That's, I did not discover fitness until later in life. Not that I'm an old man, but kinesiology and the body fascinate me. I just think that, in talking to the trainers, and then, you know, like, they're great with the beat writers, you know, if something's sore, I ask them about it. So I've learned a lot about the body just covering the Rangers, but also, man, you got to know your body. You absolutely got to know your body.
I mean, yeah.
Especially for somebody like you that's playing every day and grinding and figuring out, well, why the hell does that hurt?
It's nice for sure.
That's why mine's so big. I wanted to know more about my body.
So you made it grow.
So I made it bigger so I would know more about it. Now I'm mad at it. So I'm trying to get less of my body around. So.
And you learned all you needed. There you go.
I learned all I needed.
You learned it's not good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John, usually takes over at this point with some stuff. So.
With some fun stuff. We learned more about you last time, just kind of where you grew up, how you, you know, getting here, your draft day. Did we get into your favorite? I think we got into your favorite foods.
Yeah.
All of that. But here's what we get into today. We're going to start talking about some of your teammates and have some fun with this. So I want to know, on the guys you've been playing with and all of that, who's the best dressed of all your teammates?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a really good question, because as of late, I have really been digging Clint Frazier style. I mean, that's a given, you know. He's a guy who really dresses to impress, you know. Okay. It's nice. But I think the guys that I've spent more time with, who I've spent a couple of years playing with before Clint, I would probably go, I really like Sam. Sam dresses well. But the guys who, like, I don't know. It's just, there's just different types of like fashion, you know, like kind of like streetwear, but then there's guys who dress nice from like Western wear. And then there's guys who just might show up in a tux one day.
Yeah.
So there's like different type of guys that wear different types of clothes. But I mean, right now, Clint's my number one.
All right. Now I think that we asked this question of Blaine Krim.
Yeah.
And he said that you were the best dressed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I think he said that. You might have also gotten the best hair award from him.
Yeah,
but he said that you have a nickname. They called you Juicy
Juice
or Juice. Is that it?
Yeah.
So you got something going for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I want to say that I think it started in high school. Juice kind of started. It kind of came along in high school, along with a bunch of other nicknames. You know, kind of just kids, you know, throwing stuff out there. But Juice was kind of the one that I was like, I kind of like Juice. And I kind of brought it to life, especially last year. I got some custom cleats made, and I got the juice box emoji on my cleats. So I'm kind of trying to stay with that juice, like, theme memo type of thing. But a lot of the guys that know me will call me Juice, but, like, it's not a really, like, everybody knows, like, oh, when they see me, it's like, oh, that's Juice. That's, you know, it's kind of just like J-O. J-O's my, the nickname to go to.
Well, you know, the opposite of J-O is O-J if you were in Versus. So there would be your Juice.
Yeah.
There we go. Here we go.
Maybe it showed up on the
things that I don't even know about.
Here we go. Yeah.
I love it. All right.
Okay, so we did the best dress. Who's the funniest guy? Who's the one that cracks everybody up?
Funniest guy, funniest guy. A sleeper is Nathaniel Lowe.
Yeah.
Real sleeper. He's a funny guy. I spent some time with him, and then we went golfing on an off day that we had, and the guy just cracks me up. I mean, it's funny. It's like you wouldn't expect that out of him, you know? Which I love. It's
Well, he does.
nice. But I think also really like someone's sense of humor that I think I really like Kellan Strom and Blaine, like the way that they get along with each other and with like that circle, like them and Dustin and like when I'm around and all those guys, it's like when we all come together, it's always like funny. It's like we can't be serious together.
I got you. I
Yeah.
got you. That works.
Any pranksters? You guys got a big prankster that prank each other?
It used to be Trey Hare when he was here. Okay.
Okay.
Trey Hare was always a good one where he would kind of like he's been around the block. He's a little bit he was a veteran, so like he knew kind of what was going on and he would prank some of the younger guys and stuff. So it was pretty funny. It was always something harmless, something funny. But
What was the
now
best
like
prank
I
you
don't
saw, though? What was the best prank you saw?
best prank I saw. Oh, you're putting me on the spot right here. It's hard to think of something just off the top of my head.
It's all right if you can't think of it, you know, but I always wonder if there's something that you're like, oh yeah, I remember that they
Well,
did
let's
that.
keep it clean too. I know
No, for
that.
sure. I think maybe I don't remember who it was, but I think I remember. I don't remember what year it was either, but I think we remember one day we were at the hotel and someone had fallen asleep really early, and so one of us, like, I think we had all put in like our pullovers on or something, and we're like dressed up nice to like we were going to the field, and we had the roommate, whoever was in the room that we pranked, their roommate changed the time on the clocks, had put it to like earlier in the day, and it was like a day game, and we went and knocked on the door, we were pounding on the door like, hey, you got to get up, like the bus is leaving, you're late, and they're like hurrying up to get dressed and everything, and we walk outside and it's dark out, and we have to get up, and I thought that one was pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to give you advice on the greatest prank I've ever pulled that you can pull on somebody on the road this year. So you still room with somebody on the road? You'll be rooming with Sam?
Yeah, I'll probably be rooming with Sam.
Okay, so you and Sam need to get together on this. Go to Walmart and buy about six or seven little wind-up alarm clocks and get in one of your buddies' rooms and set them to go off every 2 hours and hide them all around the room. And so
Oh,
every 2 hours, an alarm will go off and they'll be like, what is that? They'll go find it and shut it off. And then by the third one, they're going to be scouring under everywhere to figure out
yeah.
where they all are or how many more are left. But
Yeah.
I've done that a couple times and it's
Oh,
pretty funny.
that's pretty good, John.
That
It's
is,
pretty
but you
funny.
definitely got to do that on an off day. You know, you don't want to mess with the guy's sleep schedule right before he
Yeah,
can.
don't do that to someone like Lighter or something
Before,
before you
yeah.
start. That probably wouldn't be very good. Let's see here. Okay, so you know what I wanted to know so far in what you guys have played so far, is there anybody, any pitcher that you've faced so far that is like he's just the toughest guy for you? I mean, maybe he's kind of come up in the system through against you, but there's one guy that just seems to have your number.
You want to keep it in the organization or anybody?
Organization.
Organization. The guy who I think it would probably have to be Grant Anderson. Grant Anderson has my
Yeah.
number. I have a tough guy already hitting sinkers, but I mean
Yeah.
him throwing 95 from like super down low is just tough. Like I just can't do it. And then that slider he has is just like super sweepy. So I'm like looking for a sinker and I'm trying to cheat to a fastball and then the slider comes out and it starts middle and then ends up in the other batter's box and I'm just looking like a fool.
Yeah, there are a lot of some people thought that Grant would get selected in the Rule 5 draft. So
Oh yeah, I remember we
I think
thought,
it's
yeah.
a big deal that he didn't. I mean, 'cause he's got a chance.
I remember someone asked Nolan Ryan that as a pitcher about some guy that had his number or whatever. And it was some obscure guy that wasn't really it was, I forget who it was, but it was a name you'd heard, but he wasn't like an all-star or anything like that.
Yeah.
He's like, but whatever reason, that guy just could nothing. His bat would be an extra foot long or whatever. He could get anybody. John Gray said that about Suzuki.
Yeah.
Kurt Suzuki could do that to him. All right, let's get you out of here. But I got one more. And so, any suggestions? What are you binge watching right now? What's something we can go check out?
Okay, I like that. I think right now I'm watching a show called Perfect Match, and I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's a show where they put a bunch of like reality TV stars all in one household and try to have them find their perfect match in a sense. So it's like different stars from shows like Love Is Blind, Too Hot to Handle, The Circle, like literally all these other reality TV shows, and they put them all in one house in like
Is
one.
this on Netflix?
Yes, it's on Netflix.
I think I saw, I haven't watched it, but I did see that pop up on my deal.
That's a
So
good
you are
one.
you a reality TV, are you a reality TV guy?
It's just to me, it's so bad that it's good, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you
I
just
have
can't
gotten
stop
sucked
watching
in when I didn't want to. My
it. I really need to watch an episode of MILF Island or whatever it is.
Yeah, Tuatha Ada was a good one. That one was like, it's so dramatic, but it's like you can't stop watching it.
It's bad that it's good. My kids were into that thing where you locked in the house and you had they would stay in a house. Big Brother, they
Big
were into
Brother.
that, and I got into that one season and I couldn't get out
That's been
of
on
it.
forever.
I know it, but it was interesting. I remember Survivor was the first one.
Still going, right?
Yeah, they've got about 85 seasons now, and the first winner I
Yeah.
think just. You know, just went into a nursing home. I can't remember. It's crazy about that. Well, Jonathan, listen, man, we really thank you for coming on again. We're going to obviously do it another time. I have to come up with some other fun stuff to do. But anything else for him before he gets out of here?
No, just have a great season. Build on what happened last year, and
Hopefully we'll see you in Arlington
yeah,
this year.
get your butt up here.
Yeah, that's
Yes, sir.
absolutely right.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right,
All
we'll see you
right.
soon, Jonathan.
All right, Jonathan Ornelas, infielder for the Texas Rangers. Thanks, John.
Yep, see you guys.
Big thanks to Jonathan Ornelas for joining us there. And now we go down in the bus leagues. Not going to be a very long one today because we're really going to jump into it next week with there.
Sure.
Anybody you want to talk about? Any, I guess the couple of guys that may not make this team that might be headed back down to the bus leagues that were still in Texas over the weekend. The AAA team was there.
Yeah.
The last 2 days.
The starting pitchers weren't there, but yeah, I think a lot of the guys who aren't going to make the bullpen, and again, we don't know what the final roster is, but everybody knows by now. So we may goof up here, but
yeah,
like a Zach Littrell, Jacob Barnes, guys like that who have major league time, and have options. You know, they're going to be the first guys who come up if somebody's needed. I think that one of the things that the Rangers were encouraged by during the offseason and why they didn't go out and sign, you know, a kick-ass reliever is because they liked the arms they assembled and the potential of those guys and some of the experience that they have. So, you know, those guys will be names to watch. And you know, when I saw them pitch in Arizona, they were fine. You know, I just think that right now the point where the bullpen is with the rotation short on innings with like DeGrom and Eovaldi, especially they need that length.
Yep.
And so, that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how the AAA rotation shakes out because
we don't know where Leiter's going to be.
Well, right. As of right now, people will know here
oh,
pretty
yeah.
soon.
But now you know, but while we're saying this,
yeah,
we don't know where Leiter is.
You know, but, you know, with Spencer Howard slowed, although he's throwing with Otto injured, with Reagans and Dunning looking like they're going to be on the big league team, that's a pretty good slice of what was you know, projected to be the AAA rotation in the first line of defense. Now, they can keep Dunning and Reagan stretched out pretty good, but, you know, that brings to the forefront a guy like Cole Wynn, who's on the 40-man roster, Zach Kent, who's on the 40-man roster.
Cody Bradford,
Cody
who's
Bradford
not.
is not, but he had a really good spring and impressed a lot of the right people.
He'll be in AAA rotation.
He was mentioned by name by Chris Young, so that can't hurt. So, anyway, so those are guys to keep an eye on. Now a couple loose ends that I gathered there late in Arizona before we came back. Dane Acker is not going to be ready to start the season, but he should be ready by the middle of the month. He had I don't know, they called it shoulder, but I think it might be kind of a biceps thing. They just had to get in there and work it out, and they did. And he's throwing. I talked to him about it. Everything's fine. Owen White's going to break. He was dealing with a little soreness, but he's gone through that. Zach Kent is going to be ready. He'd had some bad luck, including some food poisoning during his first big league camp.
That's not an arm thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Zach kind of dealt with a couple of things last year, but you know, he finished the year so strong. So those, but you know, it's going to be, but you know, just on the surface, on paper, the Rangers are going to have a lot of deep pitching. They're going to be deep all the way down, you know. Right now, and another thing that I heard before leaving camp was that the Rangers were deciding between Kumar Rocker and Ryan Garcia
for
the last spot in the Frisco rotation. So that's pretty intriguing. They love what Garcia has done this spring. And you could ask five guys and he would come up, you know, five different coaches or evaluators with the Rangers and his name would come up right quick. So
you know who knows good. About him now? Is Al Leiter.
That's right.
And Mike Maddox.
Good
Both
work.
Of them know about them because of me.
but Rocker, I watched him pitch that last day in Arizona, and he was facing the Royals double-A team, and he went six up, six down. It was about as dominant as I've seen. And, you know, if his fastball is in the zone, his slider's just – it's that good.
It's filthy, yeah.
And so – but Cole Wynn pitched that day, and he pitched well. It was a pretty, like, I don't know, it was a star-studded day, but Owen White pitched, and they were bringing in some names that you knew. So Bradford pitched that day. So I'm curious to see how their seasons go, and we'll get into that a little bit more next year. But it was interesting that they are thinking about Rocker for Hickory. And maybe that has something to do with Leiter starting a double-A last year.
Yeah.
They're different guys, but – maybe they don't want to make the same. I don't know if they think it was a mistake, but put Kumar in a spot like that. Maybe make him earn his way to Frisco, which
sure.
seems like he is going to do pretty quick if he pitches like he did.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but yeah, it's an exciting time. I think MLB Pipeline had the Rangers farm seventh. System seventh. I think if the guys who didn't have good years last year have good years this year. If they get answers on let's say, Brock Porter and Kumar Rocker, and they're positive answers, I think the system has a chance to jump pretty quick. I know they're going to lose Young to graduation, but, I mean, yeah.
There's other guys coming right up the
and,
pipeline.
And, you know, and Evan Carter had such a good spring.
Absolutely. And another guy that they're talking about, that Jim Callis is talking about, is Anthony Gutierrez,
yeah.
who he seems to be high on, thinking he could jump into the top 100. As things progress and people graduate, he certainly feels like this is a guy right on the cusp.
Yeah, and he's
impressive. We saw him.
Physically impressive.
And Walcott.
But also, you know, a very, very mature, smart kid too. And
I can't wait to see what Walcott does. I mean, I'm still just enamored by that kid only being just recently 17.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy. Thanks. And how mature he was talking to you when we were there videoing it and then watching him hit 107-mile-an-hour single. Yep. Left field, which was pretty impressive.
Sure. So, yeah, lots of stuff we'll get into next week.
Yeah, and we're going to wrap up our first show in the new studio. We want to thank Premier Properties for putting this together for us. Big things are coming, folks. This is going to be fantastic. Can't wait for it for you guys to make the announcement. We'll have a special guest that's going to help us. Already talked to that person who will help us make our special announcement, whether it be on here or we'll get something out together. But that's coming pretty soon, and we hope that it all – sounds the same and looks the same. It's going to look a little different, but thanks to Roxo, it was great with them, and we obviously have no ill will towards Roxo. This was just an opportunity, and we're doing it. Guys, until next time, we'll see you at the yard.